You know, I'm thinking Peter Pan in the movies, he probably had a top speed of 35, 40 miles an hour. Mm. You know?
It's like driving to Australia, but you can drive on water.
You're right. So it couldn't be too long. So southern Utah, you know, like a it 2 or 3 hours. It was
more than 30 to 40 miles an hour.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can. I think I'm gonna. We're going to allow you to break the sound barrier.
I remember that one kid still had a top hat. You can't have a top hat on and go faster than 40 miles an hour.
Now, let's think about this logically.
Okay.
They're flying.
Yes.
It's a cartoon. So we're going to throw all logic out the window.
So logically, we're throwing out logic.
Logically, we're throwing out logic.
But some of the comedy comes from just overanalyzing it.
Oh. I think that the comedy comes from it being a juxtaposition. Oh. Is that the right term?
I don't, totally.
Sounds good, though.
I don't even know what that word means.
I'm going to wait till the night of the nice cult tells me whether or not that was the correct use of that word. Yeah. As far as I know, juxtaposition means when you have two things that don't mesh, they don't really go together.
Mm-hmm.
And just contrasting them.
Yeah, a contrast, a high contrast.
Yeah. I think.
So you have the juxtaposition.
It necessarily means that it's contrasting, just that it's next to something else.
I thought it was the high contrast between the two.
Mm.
When you're comparing them, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but I do know that we could probably ask someone, some computer, and they'd be able to tell us.
Echo. What does juxtaposition mean? Putting something close to a thing, especially for comparison or contrast.
There you go.
Something like that.
What I want to know is if you had this pixie dust that we're talking about.
Okay.
And you could take someone, what would be your luggage policy and your snack policy?
Well,
are you...
$50 a bag.
$50 a bag. Free drinks?
No, it's nothing over 40 pounds.
Yeah. How about pretzels? Do we get pretzels, drinks?
No.
Nothing. No?
Nothing.
No service.
Oh, okay. A drink. You get water. That's it. So
okay.
You're supposed to entertain yourself.
Okay. Are you bringing like a little canteen?
Yeah. Okay. And basically what happens is they start flying fast and then I just open it up and spread it out and you're supposed to come behind and
have it hit you
and
in the face.
With your mouth open. Yeah.
So if you need to go to the bathroom, what's the bathroom policy while you're flying with Peter Pan or Thor in this case?
Well, if there's no slipstream, then it's you have to be the last one.
It's a good policy.
If you're in the middle, and then do you just have to like kind of let go and float to the back and then grab back on, or
you just kind of go on back?
And do you do the like announcements like on your right side? We're cruising at an altitude of 30,000 feet. On your right side, if you look at, you can see the Grand Canyon.
You know me, Thor the tour guide. I mean, right over there is the house that my grandpa lived in. You know, he cut down the last.
He's making fun of me, is what's going on.
I see.
He cut down the last tree in Pleasant Grove that gave it his name.
Did.
So, during high school, we drive, we had this route to go by, you know, like to the school or whatever. Nathan had a comment on almost everything. He goes, like, there's where my grandma, that's where I used to live, you know, so on and so forth. That's my neighbor, so and so. He'd give the running commentary. Mm-hmm. It was pretty fun to watch or listen to.
I want to go on a drive through Pleasant Grove with Nathan.
Mm-hmm, that's fun.
And should
we take everyone on the drive, the nice cult drive through PG?
We're doing the fall tour of Pleasant Grove.
Sounds good.
Fall tour of Pleasant Grove. I love it.
I love it too. Okay, guys. So what are we doing right now? Are we doing Bishop stuff? Or
yeah, we definitely need to. We have some questions.
Did we put the question up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you?
I'm sorry.
Wait a second. I need to sound more indignant. Did you check?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I've been so busy this week.
It's been crazy busy.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm almost too busy to do this. Almost.
Should we introduce our guest?
Do we want to, or do we do that after?
No, I think we've talked long enough so that people are kind of wondering.
You think they're wondering?
Yeah, I do. His voice is different from all the rest of us.
Oh. We have Brandon. And I want to say Bennett, but I don't want to say that. I want to call him Riley's man, because that's what he is on my phone.
Riley's man.
Brandon Riley's man.
There you go. It's true. He's our fourth musketeer today.
So how long have you guys... You guys have been married for a year and a half? 2 years?
Yes. Yeah. Because it was in August. Yeah.
So they have a baby right now. And
yeah.
And
got a cute freaking adorable. The goat, baby Chupacabra, has been an integral part in each of their life events. Yeah, milestones. Yeah, she was. She went down the aisle and brought them the ring. She also came out and did the gender reveal, which that was the first gender reveal I've ever done. I thought that was a fun one. Mm-hmm. You know, she came out all pink. I spray painted her pink, and she came running out the door.
We were so focused on the chips that you said that she would eat based off of what gender it was that we didn't even notice the fur at first.
But she picked the right chips.
How does she know? Yeah.
So what are the next... life milestones that we need to go for.
Hmm.
It's the second baby? In a couple years?
I think we're only having one. But maybe first time she's walking to school, she can walk with the goat.
Nice.
And there you go.
Yeah, she could have an accident again.
First time walking, that's a good milestone. Preschool, that's a good milestone.
The baby loves the goat, though. We were out there yesterday, and she was just hooting and hollering and kicking her legs. She doesn't like the dogs, though.
Well, she
doesn't like the bark. Yeah, the bark scares her. But the goat, she loved. She already has good taste.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Question of the week. Okay, so this is the nice cult rolling the die.
Okay.
You should roll the die on every new belief. On a D100, if it's less than 5, all the cult rules reset. If it's above 95%, you have to add 2 rules to the nice cult.
I kind of like... Well, I mean,
that's such a horrible idea.
But it gives us a chance to reset.
And we could get rid of all of the mistakes that we've made in the past.
Ah, yes.
Would we reset before Ronaldo or after?
You're right. We could. Ronaldo could be gone.
We could. It could be Ronaldo.
We have a new ragdoll cat. My wife wants to name it Whiskers, but I want to name it PJ. You guys decide. All right. Anything. So we have a 20-sided die right here. Anything.
Just a second.
Well, do we want to wait it according to what we like?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We want to wait this thing.
Yeah, we should.
I like PJ. I think that's
PJ's
cool name.
A great name.
Yeah.
See, I like Whiskers because we had a cat named Whiskers as a
kid. Gunner.
Whiskers is just a little boring.
Too bland.
It's kind of like, you know, back in the 50s, you know, that sort of a thing. It's time to name it Baby Chupacabra after my goat.
Why don't we put one of those numbers will be Baby Chupacabra.
Okay, so if I get a 20, it's Baby Chupacabra.
Okay.
Well, if it's 3 versus 1, then it would be like 5 and below, it's Whiskers. Anything above is PJ.
There you go.
Okay. All right, there it is.
So
I'm rolling.
And
18. It's almost Baby Chupacabra.
almost. So what is it?
PJ.
PJ.
PJ. It is.
PJ gets the deciding vote. Yeah. Let us know how that goes.
What does PJ stand for? I mean, it's not pajamas, obviously.
Really? Why not?
Well, because it's a cat.
Cat's pajamas.
What?
Cat's pajamas,
I was just thinking it was kind of like socks, but it was the other way. Because, you know, sometimes they have like the white feet, so they call them socks. But no, PJ's, it's like the...
PJ, he's the cat's pajamas.
Yeah,
I like it.
Okay, I was thinking Peter Jackson.
Lord of the Rings fan. Yeah.
So we have, what should Nathan have as his wrestling name? Dapper Nate.
Okay.
Dapper Nate. We'll put that on the docket.
Okay. Always should wear we roll top for ass? This?
We're going to get all of them together and then we'll roll. Okay. How about that? All
right.
Is WWE a cult? Hell no.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go through. Oh.
Why do we even have that as a question? I thought we were pretty empathetic.
Well, we want to get empathetic.
No, yeah, I've been saying no on it. Every episode, roll a die at the end to determine if Ronaldo accepts it as an offering or if he is displeased.
50-50. He's a capricious deity. Not deity, okay. But prophet. No. Let's see. What? Yeah.
I think we could do that.
Okay.
Why not? Okay. Nathan the Hitman Janes.
Ooh, I like that.
Hitman, I don't know. Oh. Crybaby's kind of...
Yeah, Crybaby. Like that's the one like that, we came in there.
Crybaby Janes?
Yeah.
Crybaby Janes. There, that's the other one. Roll to see if you should share a story or not.
Oh.
Oh. Below 10, we have to share a story.
Okay.
Okay, here's the story.
Oh, who has to tell a story?
You were totally fine with it. It was someone else.
Roll again.
I have a story. Oh. We can roll
it. Oh, okay, no. Let's roll to see who gets the thing. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 divided by 20. So anything 5? Okay, 1 to 5 is me. 5 to or 6 to 10, Thor.
Okay.
You're next, 15. 15. And then 15. 16 okay. to 20.
Okay. All right.
Okay, 16.
Shoot!
Do you want to divert that? Give that to Thor?
But I will. I will share a story.
Okay, just not at the moment.
Yeah, we have to, you know, get some material behind us.
Okay,
you
know? Gotcha.
As a wrestling fan, here are my names for each of you.
Oh,
okay, good.
Primate theme. That's what it is.
Okay,
Nathan Bush Baby.
Sounds.
I love it. Thor Silverback.
Isn't that the truth? Dang.
Gunner. Spider Monkey.
These are right
on. I think this guy. So, this I think he sealed the deal. This. Someone does know this.
Okay, then what'll be your name?
What's your wrestling name?
What's my, is it primate based? Is
yeah, that primate based.
Primate theme. Uh-huh. We got chimp. We have bonobo.
I'm thinking orangutan because it's got just long gangly arms.
Yeah.
Orangutan.
What's the orangutan on Jungle Book?
Louis.
King Louis?
No. King Louis.
King Louis. Yeah, that's your wrestling King name. Louis. Brandon King Louis.
VIP.
Guys, that's all we have time for because we need to get to some bishops. Okay.
We have several, huh?
We do have some bishops.
When do these come in? Are they coming in?
I don't know. I don't ask questions.
Okay.
We just give out answers. We don't ask questions.
Yeah. All right. Dear Bishop, I take an elevator to my office each morning. There's a guy I'm into who really likes podcasts. I've heard him talking about them to other people. First, how do I start a conversation with him? And second, how do I tell him about, hi, Mom, I joined a cult, okay, without seeming weird? When I try to tell someone, they just look at me with blank stares. Maybe the whole cult thing is throwing people off, especially before they get to know me.
It's all Nathan's fault. We would not be doing cults if it wasn't for him.
Yeah.
We would be doing something else.
How do you start it? You should just say, I don't know.
You have to have...
Don't call us a cult podcast. That's the thing. Are we really a cult podcast?
I'm wondering, yes, why is it that weird when most podcasts are like true crime podcasts? It feels in the same vein.
It does.
That is true. Yeah, kind of. I can see that. I mean, it's like true crimes, and I can see crime, serial killers, cults.
Yeah. I just be like, just make a comment about it. Like, it's incredible how many cults there are out there. I had no idea there were so many, and how many cults they got wrong.
This
that's Thor, and now Nathan is added to that list.
Like, this podcast changed my life. Mom, I joined the cult.
I know, but she wants to actually interest this guy in her as well, and that's a deal breaker.
This is the deal. You need to let the person know. Let him know. Hey, I'm required. Being a member of the Nice cult to induct someone else into my belief system. Take a look at this. No, okay.
No, I think that's good. I think you're
and then be, yeah. And then, and be, this would really help me out. And then show him like some cleavage or something.
Works every time.
Works every time.
We're assuming this is a girl. It could be a guy.
Well, they're saying a guy I'm into. I guess it could be.
But I assume it's a girl, too. So
we're making assumptions. I mean,
but guys have cleavage,
too. Yeah,
guys have cleavage. So. And
you're all trial.
And who, and who wouldn't want to see guy cleavage? I mean.
Especially with the little hair poking out, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Some, you know, my wife, she likes it, me hairy.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. Well, she. This woman I know.
this woman you know likes spider monkey.
Every time I go to like groom myself, she's like, nah, make sure that you keep some of that because I like it.
Okay.
I guess maybe that's going to be left out.
I think if you have your if you see his iPhone, I mean, if you see that he's listening to something, you could comment on it, or you could subscribe to the same podcast as him. And then you can say, well, if you like that one, you'll really like
I don't know. You see, the thing is that I've talked about this podcast to a couple people, and as soon as I talk about the gory details and the Satanistic Thorne. Cults that we've been doing, them off for some reason. And they fail to see how the humor in the cults and the cults themselves, how that mix, the Judapox? Yeah. The
juxtaposition.
Juxtaposition,
Thorne.
Yes.
Judapox?
Whatever it is
Judapox.
Called. Judapox?
It sounds like a disease that only... Israelites get.
Thor, you were the most well-read out of all of us, and you don't know that word?
Because I don't read. I mean, I don't pronounce the words, you know? I just look at the word, and I'm like, oh, I know kind of what that means.
Brandon Sanderson.
That's a common problem, yeah. Apparently.
Brandon Sanderson used it in The Wheel of Time. He used it once in The Wheel of Time series when he took over.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's just not the right word.
Jupox?
Juxtaposition.
I like
just
jukebox.
Because
I think
it
that's
was
a better word,
it
too.
Wasn't a word that Robert Jordan used in any of his things. I think he was just throwing it in to be cool.
I think that we need to take from the cult that I'm going to give the word jukebox. Okay.
Jukebox.
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 Jukebox. Okay.
All right. So what's the answer for this one? We need to help this person out.
Well, I think you can't go amiss with the good old, like, have you heard of our Lord and Savior Ronaldo?
Yep.
Yeah.
You started so many conversations as a missionary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you could just use any of those.
I kind of think that it would be better to introduce the nice cult on maybe the second or third date, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where you get a good feel on, like, does he have a sense of humor?
Oh, no, no.
You know?
So there's the other way of doing it where you can have it listening, you have an ear pod in, and just start laughing. Like, whether or not you're laughing at us, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Just start laughing. And then when he's like, oh, what are you questioning about? And then whenever you're, like, in the elevator or whatever, I know you can't get the reception in the elevator, okay? That doesn't matter. Just start laughing and then make sure that the Mom I Joined a Cult podcast is up, displayed.
Prominently displayed.
Prominently displayed so that he can see it.
But if he's too eager, you should, like, no, I don't tell anyone what I listen to except on the third date. You get him hooked.
There we go.
Or you could always come bearing gifts, give him a nice cold blanket, right?
Yep. There it is. That's what you need to do. The nice cult blanket.
And the nice cult blanket, I mean, just looking at it and reading what it says, it's a conversation opener.
It is. And then you can let them know and say, hey, which side are you sleeping on?
Yeah.
That's what you say to them. What side? That's super bold.
It is.
All right. Let's move on. We're spending some time on that one. My pet parrot laid an egg. It's been a couple of days, but I'm wondering if I should eat
it. The answer is yes.
Eat it or not. Opinions?
Is it weird that I have never thought until this moment, yeah, they would have eggs.
Yeah, they would. And obviously there's not a male parrot around, so it's unfertilized. That parrot's going to sit on that egg forever. Yeah, it's one of those once-in-lifetime opportunities. You got to take stuff like that.
But how do you serve it? I mean, that's the thing. Do you scramble something like that? Do you you poach it?
No, no. Scrambling it is not good. You want to do like
sunny side up.
Yeah, sunny side up.
Yeah.
But do you put like a cream sauce on it?
And
put like
no, because you want to taste exactly what it is like. So
yeah.
Okay, so guys, when I was a teenager, we had this crazy neighbor, okay, named Alan.
Oh, Hunter.
Hunter, yes. And he invited me in, and he said, you know, I found a rattlesnake up, you know, up in the mountain, and I shot it. I brought it in. It's in the freezer right now. I could cook it up for both of us. And I said, ah, no thanks. I am still kicking myself over that.
He brought it over, and we had some.
Really? And I wasn't there.
Yeah, and you weren't there.
Yeah. I'm still kicking myself over that.
Double kicking yourself.
Double kicking myself. Yeah. It's just like sometimes when you get these opportunities, you got to grab it.
Yeah.
You got to grab it.
Be careful that it's not like a bow snake, a blow snake.
Why?
It's a parrot.
A blow snake. I'm saying as far as eating it. I'm going off your damn story.
That was a
okay?
rattlesnake.
Okay. I know. I'm just saying be careful that it's not a blow snake.
Okay.
Because they eat rattlesnakes and they have poison in their meat.
Ooh.
Rattlesnakes do not have poison in their meats.
Okay. Well, now we know.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, eat it.
Anyway.
Yeah. Eat it.
Eat it.
Would you?
I mean, but would you even put salt and pepper on it if you're saying that you need to taste it?
Maybe a little bit of
so
salt.
So the first bite is just the egg, and then you can throw whatever on you want.
But if it does a second egg, you need to do, what is that, Mexican?
Huevos Rancheros?
Huevos Rancheros.
I was just thinking
on
the same wavelength.
Okay, well, there it is. I guess I'm going to have to experience this huevos rancheros.
Except it's a huevo ranchero. Huevos. I guess we're singular egg.
Okay, a huevo ranchero.
And you need to get yourself a nice cold blanket for...
Get your parrot a nice cold blanket.
Get your parrot a nice cold blanket. Or, you know, get your parrot a baby, something from the baby side of
The baby line
of the nice cult. Mm.
So how did that rattlesnake taste, Gunnar?
It tasted fine.
So kind of was it chickeny, like a lot of meat?
Yeah.
Chicky-chicky.
Mm-hmm. I say a lot of meat. I think that's just kind of like just what people say.
Yeah.
Like all meat tastes, all meat tastes different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had iguana in Venezuela. If we caught it, this lady would
cook it.
Would cook it. And so we caught it in her yard, and she cooked it for like the next week or next a couple of days from when we got it. And it was like it tastes like rabbit, like a chicken, but oily and kind of gamey.
Yeah, but rabbit does not taste oily. It doesn't have very much fat at all.
It has like a weird lingering flavor to me.
A wildy kind of tasty.
Is that what they mean when they say gamey?
Do you have you had venison?
Is that deer?
Yeah.
I've had deer before, yeah.
Okay, that's what gamey it tastes like.
Yeah. I actually like venison quite a bit, if it's cooked right. Like if it's slow cooked in the crock pot and it has like a cream of mushroom soup or something in with it.
If you hide it
enough. It works. Well, it's like curry makes Indian meat taste good, right?
That's true.
Yeah. You know, just...
Guys, we're going to move on because we could be sitting here for hours talking about meat.
You're right.
And we're trying to help people.
Yeah, and this is a service that we're giving to you. This is the Ronaldo's work.
Okay.
Okay? Dear Bishop, I sleep without a pillow. Am I weird? Would Ronaldo disapprove? Yes.
No.
No, yes, you are weird.
But I think so too.
You wouldn't disapprove.
I like really flat pillows.
I'm with you.
Me too.
I hate new pillows. I once got a new pillow. Susan gave me one, and I traded my new pillow for her old pillow because it was much more comfortable. It was flatter. Then after about 6 months, when her pillow or the birthday pillow was flat, I wanted to trade her back again. She's like, nope. Anyway.
I'm a flat pillow.
I don't like really, really fluffy pillows that are too big. I like my memory foam pillow.
Mm.
That's the one I like. I just like it. So, and it's pretty flat.
But no pillow at all. I just think it's like a stoic. You know, it's just like one of those. I'm impressed.
I end up with no
cardboard
pillow.
Box.
Yeah.
You're on a plank.
Exactly.
I think the only way to do that is be sleeping on my back.
I do. I think it's like awesome. It's just like, wow.
But Brandon says that Ronaldo would not disapprove.
I was just going off the the fact that Thor said no.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, Thor doesn't always have a direct line to Ronaldo.
Really?
Okay.
I thought more often than not, I know exactly what Ronaldo's thinking.
He would probably approve, actually, because you are testing the bounds of reality. Okay. Well, we're going to stop right there. I couldn't think of anything.
I think you're right, though.
All right. So, and you also need to get something from the baby line.
Even if you don't have a baby.
And you need to give it to some baby.
Okay.
There you go.
No blanket for you.
If you don't know a baby, make friends with one on Facebook.
this is bad suggestions, Nathan. we're going to stop right there. And we're going to...
Have a cult?
We're going to talk about a cult today.
Oh, wait, is that what this podcast is about?
Brandon, will you ask the question?
What is the question?
Thor, what do you have for us today?
Oh, Thor, what do you have for us today?
Welcome to another episode of Mom, I Joined a Cult, the only podcast about cults by an actual cult. Listen as we examine other cults, discuss what they did right and what they did wrong, and then build our own cult from the ground up. And now your hosts,
Gunner,
Nathan,
and Thor.
So it's not really a cult.
No, I cannot believe that you're saying that. Thor.
Okay, so...
You're going to be fired.
let me tell you a little bit about how I came up with this this idea. So I was thinking, for a while, I thought, I should do one on ISIS, you know, because that is kind of interesting. I am interested in that. And I was thinking about that, and then I thought, you know, I was just ruminating on... Is that the right word?
Yeah, that's a word, Thor. Yeah.
So I was just ruminating on ISIS and how when they first came out with ISIS, it threw me because I was associating it with that Egyptian goddess, you know?
Oh, ISIS.
Yeah. ISIS. And so I was like, for a while, I was really confused. I was like, is there some new cult, worshiping Egyptian deities or what's going on? So it took me a while to figure out what ISIS really was, what they were talking about. And then I started thinking about ancient Egyptians, and then it came to me that there is something along the lines of in the ancient Egypt world there that is very culty and interesting, and I'd like to share it with everyone. So I know we're all excited.
We're here and we want to listen to this.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Okay, so the cult name is, or the god's name is Aten. Aten?
I would say Aten.
Is it Aten?
I have no idea. I don't know this god.
It's spelled Aten. Let's find out.
I think it's Google. Aten.
How Echo.
Do you
oh,
yeah.
How do you pronounce
E-T?
I missed something. Can you say it again?
How are you going to ask it without pronouncing it yourself?
Echo, how do you pronounce Aten?
I pronounce that Aten, but I'm always working on how I say things and I might not have it right.
No, you're the best, Echo. Thanks. Love you. Okay. So, but it also, it they put an O in there instead of E sometimes. So it's Aten.
They changed like the name of it?
Well, okay. So it's ancient Egypt. And so, sometimes like how they pronounce things is a little bit like we don't know. Right? Because it's a completely dead language.
Pronouncing it is different than spelling it, though, right?
Well, you're supposed to spell it like you pronounce it, right?
Well, no, we don't do anything like that. You're okay, that's what language does that? That's just silly.
Only Reformed Egyptian.
Yes.
In Japanese, L's and R's, there's like a sound that's like halfway between them. So sometimes you'll see it if it's written in English as written as an R. Sometimes you'll see it as an L. It just depends on preference. So could be that it's halfway between an O and an E, and that's just how they decided to write it out.
Don't really know.
So that's my story that I'm going to talk about later. Remind me of that.
Okay. Later. Good. Okay. So anyway, I'm going to call it Aten. So you guys never heard of him, right?
Okay. No.
Well, that's awesome. There
was, it was pretty apparent when everyone, except for Nathan. Nathan may have been the only one who heard of it.
I don't know if I have.
Okay. So anyway, Back in the good old days in ancient Egypt, Amenhotep the third was king or a pharaoh for a while, and he passed away, and his son Amenhotep the fourth came into being and became the pharaoh. This was around either like in 1353 or possibly in 1351, depending on how you judge these things. Do you see it's like, and that's BC, by the way. It's hard to get a true, I mean, how things were pronounced and all sorts of stuff like that. Come on, you guys have seen Stargate, right?
Yeah, no,
I loved it.
Yeah, how he's like, couldn't figure things out until he figured out, like,
how they pronounced it.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, that's how you do it. Anyway, so Amenhotep came into power, and he was over there. He was in Thebes, which was the capital of Egypt. And he was the pharaoh. He married Nefertiti. And things were going along pretty good, except he had a little thing. He liked one particular god more than any of the others. And this was the god of Aten. And anyway, Aten was, it's like the disk of the sun kind of thing. And at first, it was a god that came into being kind of later on, and he kind of a minority god there. It was just kind of like the disk of the sun. And if originally he was kind of, his statue was kind of like Amun, you know, a man with a hawk head. And only sometimes you'd have like the disk of the rays of the sun around it. So, but there were like two or three different sun gods that they had there. So he was just one of those little minor ones, and he gained some preference there. And so his son, Amenhotep the fourth.
Preference. Okay. I was just curious about that word, Thor.
His son a new really word. Got into him, and he started pushing this god more than any others. And he gave a speech about it, and he basically said, I'm paraphrasing. He says, like, I'm the pharaoh, and I've noticed that none of these other gods really are talking to me right now. It's like they're dead. The only one that speaks to me is Aten. And, I mean, I am the pharaoh, so I'm the guy in the know here. So, basically, he's the one that we're going to worship from now on. So, he stopped worship of all the other gods. Of course, the priests were just like, what's going on, you know? And they, of course, were very unhappy with him and stuff like that, but he kept on pushing things. Eventually, he moved his capital away from Thebes, and he started building up a new place out in the middle of nowhere, a new city.
Memphis?
Huh?
Is Memphis?
No.
Which one is this one?
It was actually after the new name he called himself. He started calling himself Akhenaten.
Do you want to say that?
You really should have asked us to name it.
Akhenaten. Akhenaten. How would you pronounce it?
I'd say Akhenaten.
Akhenaten. You know, it could be.
If Nathan's getting these all right,
I just don't know Egyptian.
Hold on. Let's consult someone that may know.
Okay. Echo, who was the pharaoh in 1353 BC?
In 1353 BCE, the pharaoh Amenhotep IV succeeded to the throne and, shortly after, changed his name to Akhenaten, living spirit of Aten, to reflect his belief in a single god, Aten.
Akhenaten.
Man, I am the resident expert in Egyptian.
I am so impressed.
No, ask me anything else. No, I don't know.
So anyway, he changed his name to Akhenaten and started going with it. He and his wife, what? Did I say it wrong again?
It's just funny that we have all these asides and we haven't got to the meat of what we're talking about yet. Sorry, Thor.
Yeah, no, but you did say it differently. Akhenaten.
Akhenaten. Akhenaten. Isn't that what he said? Yeah.
Akhenaten. There we go. Well, you said it right this time.
Okay, well, good.
Okay.
So Akhenaten, he changed his name to Akhenaten, and he started doing this awesome new city and palace, and he started building with smaller stones so he could put things together faster. So he started putting this palace together. He started creating basically temples all over the place to attend. And he was, they were different from any other Egyptian temple. They were all open to the sun. And so they were just these, they had walls and stuff like that, but there was no roof. And you had the sun's rays beating down on you as you worshipped. They had big incense altars, and they said all these prayers and chanted and made music. And it was totally different, a totally different system of worship. The priests were no longer had the power that they once had. They couldn't discern the will of God. Only Akhenaten.
Yeah.
Could. He was the intermediary.
Oh, so he made himself, he raised himself up a little bit.
Yeah, he was the only guy who could get answers from the god. And that was the, Aten was the only god that really existed.
I think that's a power move right there. Mm-hmm. This guy, that's super smart.
Yeah.
Consolidate power.
So it wasn't that that hadn't happened before. I mean, there were other pharaohs that basically said they were descendant of Horus or whatever other gods. But he basically said, I am the only one that can talk to the god. You guys talk to me. I'll talk to him.
Thor, so, mm-hmm. I know you said that this wasn't a cult when we started, but this is very culty.
This is getting more and more culty
huge,
by the minute.
Well, and that's a huge thing.
One of the definitions of cult for... in a polytheistic religion is like a cult is a group that really focuses on one of the gods within the polytheistic religion.
You are incredibly right, by the way. You are very right. But I
am inviting Brandon back.
So yeah. You're according to the old ideas in polytheism, you're completely on the money right there. According to our modern day values, I don't know so much, because it is the head of state basically mandating a religion. And, I mean, it's happened before.
Listen, Thor, if you called North Korea a cult, and we did,
you're right,
then this would be a cult, because he is changing everything and becoming the absolute power and knowledge of all.
And making a complete new city for you, it, got too. Me. Like, that seems
Listen,
very controlling.
I'm happy that it went this way, Thor, because I would hate to try to prove something not being a cult, but this is sounding very culty.
Ah. So anyway, originally, as I told you, that the god was represented as basically like Amun, the god of the sun, you know, the hawk thing, stuff like that. But originally, after a while, the pharaoh made it so that the only way the god could be represented was like a sun disk. Sometimes they'd have like rays coming out with hands at the end, you know, his divine presence touching us and stuff like that. And then later on, even that was disallowed. And the only way you could put have his representation of it was having his name phonetically spelled out. That's how you could represent him. You could. There were no images at all.
Okay, so that kind of went. I mean, the Muslim religion kind of did Jewish the same. But both of them,
you
couldn't make any representations
of Muhammad. Yeah, no, Norbert, and he basically knocked off. He took out all the other gods in the temples and stuff like that. Struck their names from them. The whole bit, the whole nine yards. Scholars are wondering how much he actually pushed like the regular common folk people, and could they worship things in their home and stuff like that. Most people think that was allowed, but it's just as far as the state religion was concerned, there were no other gods. In fact, some people think that the credence was that Aten, basically all their gods were basically like one of his dreams. You know, they didn't really exist. Except his dream is more powerful than mortals, you know, dreams. But they're just a dream. They're just a figment of his imagination. The other gods. He is the one god. I've got an excerpt from one of his hymns that I want to read to you guys, because I really liked it. It gives you kind of a feel of how he was thought here. Okay, so here it is. Aten bends low near the earth to watch over his creation. He takes his place in the sky for the same purpose. He wearies himself in the service of the creatures. He shines for them all. He gives them sun and sends them rain. The unborn child and the baby chick are cared for. And Akhenaten asks his divine father to lift up the creatures for his sake, so that they might aspire to the condition of protection of his father, Aten. So, there it is. That is beautiful, actually. So, that's kind of how things were going there.
Wait, that was a hymn?
That's part of a hymn.
Why didn't you sing it?
Okay, go ahead. I should
have. Well, we'll allow it this time.
We should go back.
Out of all the temples, he was removing any images of other gods and such. Mm-hmm. So what about like all the other big things in Egypt, like those big, the Sphinx. The sphinxes and stuff like that? Was the nose that fell off, was that him?
He was the one that chiseled that off.
He started chiseling it, and then he thought, you know what, I'll leave this one.
This is too much trouble.
There's only so much you can destroy, number one, and it was he had basically a 17-year reign, and it wasn't toward until like the middle of the latter end that he started destroying other images and stuff like that. And the Sphinx was not really considered a god. It was a protector.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So, and obviously he didn't get around to everything, right? So,
when it comes to destroying other people's gods, especially in that time, you think that he'd be assassinated pretty quick.
I don't think anyone really knows how he died. So he might have been.
Okay.
So, but he had 17 years, which is okay for a pharaoh. There are a lot of pharaohs that lasted a lot less than that. So,
so you have thought control,
mm-hmm.
because he wouldn't let the other. I'm trying to make the case.
Destroyed the priest power.
Going through the bite model.
Yep, going through the bite model. Mm-hmm. Behavior. Information, huge, because mm-hmm. there's no other gods, and he's taking out the information from about other gods.
Mm-hmm.
And even the name of, right? Didn't you say Aten was only to be written?
Toward the end, you could only phonetically write it. You could not. There was no image because he was, how could you make an image, put an image to a god, you know? All-powerful god. Interestingly enough, darkness was to be feared because that's when the presence of the god was not there. And there was no counter dark god or anything. It was just the absence of him. So darkness was to be feared. The light of the day and the protection of Aten was to be cherished and loved. But it was only through the grace of his son that that Aten was giving his life to the world. So everyone's completely on the same page. No one has any questions at all. We're good.
Do we know any of their beliefs besides that?
I talked to you about some of the practices, the walls of the temple the incenses, prayers, and different stuff like that. Supposedly was a more sensual, lively religion than what was done in the past.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
And the meetings went from 3 hours to 1 hour.
I see.
Which was awesome.
It was really good. He was basically considered the one god, the god. And so he was all good, came from him. And it was through the pharaoh that it all came through. So there you have it.
Did he have any children? Did he have another son that took his place?
Who?
After him.
The pharaoh?
After Aten. No, whatever his name is, not Aten. Yeah, the pharaoh.
Akhenaten.
Okay. Akhenaten.
So Nefertiti had, we think she had about six daughters. Okay?
Seven sons.
No. Wow, you're digging deep, Nathan.
I'm sorry.
And then the Red Prophet came along. we're doing a book series, by the way. Okay, so anyway, she had six sons, didn't have any, or six daughters, didn't have any sons at all. So he had some other wives and concubines. And so after he died for a couple years, we think that it's possible that Nefertiti was kind of co-jointly ruled with someone else for a while. But then that only lasted a couple of years. And then the pharaoh we know as King Tut came into being. That was his son. And interestingly enough, his son, off of him as the father and his sister as the mother.
King Tut was a boy when he was killed or died.
Yeah. King Tut only lived, 15 years, something like that. Yeah. So, and after him, that dynasty was gone. I assume inbreeding didn't help, you know. In fact, there were a couple on those lines that they think that, like, the pharaohs married their own daughters to get sons and stuff like that. You can only do that for so long.
Makes family reunions really awkward.
It does. So, but with his death, the pharaoh's death, he basically, this whole religion started going downhill. So from the records and stuff like that, we know that the people that were being buried at this time had, like, their little pocket idols of other gods and stuff like that. You know, the other gods were very still prevalent. And I assume that after he died, in order to stay in power, there had to be some concessions made. And so suddenly the other gods were okay, and that by the end of King Tut's, that's not his real name, by the way, but King, I call him that because it's a lot easier than his name, which is all over the place. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, he changed his name too. But by the end of King Tut's reign, Aten was gone. He was pretty much gone, and they were taking his temples apart to build up other stuff.
He's in the breadline. 17 years is not a lot of time to kind of
make
people forget.
It isn't. But and then afterwards, the next dynasty basically completely rewrote them out of history.
You know, when we're gone, Ronaldo's going to be forgotten unless we really leave a legacy.
Exactly.
Yeah, isn't that part of why King Tut's tomb was so well preserved, is basically because no one cared enough to raid his tomb?
No, because they gold couldn't is find gold. It. Yeah, they couldn't
no,
find it.
No, so. It was supposedly it was walled off. Mm. It was almost like he was like just kind of put there. Stuff was thrown in there, and then they sealed it up really fast. So
yeah, but so it was in the Valley of the Kings, and what happened was, you know how you dig out one, you know, to go in there and find the tomb, and all that stuff that they dug out was left on top of his, and so it was just a mound of rubble and stuff like that.
And
so
then also, if I remember right, when they had that staff and they broke it in half, so he couldn't, so they couldn't find out where it was because they had the jewel on top.
Yeah, I do think that's funny that one of the most well-known pharaohs in Egypt, King Tut, is famous for nothing else than we found his tomb intact. That's it. Mm. He did, he did almost nothing, you know. Mm. He was just a kid.
Is it a cult? Sorry, that's what you're supposed to ask.
Okay, is it a cult?
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
So the reason why I'm reluctant to call it a cult is because it was run by the king, the government. You know what I'm talking about? But it was thrust upon the people, and it was quickly thrown off.
And they took away basically all their temples, which that's taking away their beliefs.
Yeah. All these priests out of work.
Yeah, I mean, that's horrible. I think as a pharaoh, I would have done the same thing. You try and take away the power of the priests. Unfortunately, when the priests came back even more powerful, and toward the end, there was the dynasties. They actually had control of a lot of parts of Egypt. The priests did. The priests were running things completely. You just can't have that when you're in charge. You got to have the priests working for you, not you working for them. So
he was a smart leader.
Yeah. He couldn't keep it up. So anyway,
are we talking about in bed?
No, because he had a lot of kids. So.
Oh, okay. I was just
he
curious.
He couldn't keep it up.
Could keep it up. Okay. So he could keep that up, but he couldn't keep up something else.
he couldn't keep up the ball rolling as far as religion is concerned. And he died too soon. There are some scholars and people that think of this as the first monotheism. They think, in fact, like Freud had a book that he talked about. He thought that Moses was like a priest of this guy, and he brought these ideas on over. And then he likes making name comparisons. He was making name comparisons and stuff like that, which has been disproven, that part. According to some scholars, they think that that's the first monotheist. That's where some of that came from. Anyway, interesting thought.
Yeah. I'm super glad that we found it to be a cult, Thor, because I was super worried when you first... So
we need to do this by, like, you say... What do you say, Thor?
It's a cult.
And Gunner's on
so disappointed.
Why are you disappointed, Thor? I don't understand this. You should be thrilled that we call it a cult.
Because I feel it's more like a religion. I do.
No. It's a cult.
Cult.
Yeah, a cult. Okay. Just because it has the backing of the government just makes it easier to be culty.
Yeah, you forced everyone basically out of their religions and took away all their other religious stuff. But
as I say, that's happened before. I mean...
Yes, it has. But I don't think it was long enough for it to be not a cult, because as soon he was gone...
You're right.
It fell apart. And that's one of our cult things. Yeah, it doesn't fall apart when it goes.
Yeah. It's usually the
second. The only cult that hasn't fallen apart when the leader left is Tom Cruise's cult.
Okay, Gunnar, you've talked me into it. It is a cult, okay?
And you don't feel bad about it.
I don't even feel bad about it anymore. So,
why am I convincing Thor?
I don't know, but it worked.
The good, the bad, and the culty. Now we discuss what this week's cult did right and where they got it all wrong.
I do like monotheism because you don't have to remember all those different gods' names. It's hard enough to remember one.
But you can't just pick your god. I kind of like that, as like different cities have their own patron saint or patron god, and I like that.
Find people that you identify with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I like...
It's kind of boring.
Ethan, you make a good Catholic.
But those aren't gods. Those are patrons. Those are saints.
Oh, okay. So the good, the bad. So good also, I think, consolidating power like that, super smart as a leader.
Yep, take out the priest class.
Being able to build a city really fast is kind of cool.
Yeah,
that was smart of him to use smaller bricks, stones.
Smaller stones, build it quick.
Is that a city that's still around?
No, it basically was completely abandoned.
Oh, really?
Like 5 or 6 years after he died.
I bet you the construction workers are like, smaller stones? Why didn't we think of that decades ago?
Well... Was it constructed with slave labor, though, or was it actually craftsmen and artisans?
I'm sure they were all eager to serve.
Yeah,
of course, fun guys
with the one god.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, good things. We're still talking about.
I think he did a pretty good reign. I imagine that pharaohs didn't last very long.
Some of them did, but you're right. I think most of them didn't have a huge lifespan there.
Especially if you're trying to do something that crazy that would make a lot of people mad, I would think. Like, you were saying they don't know how he died, and possibly assassination, but the fact that he didn't get assassinated sooner
was pretty good, kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, the bad guys.
Oh. I don't think there's anything bad in this cult.
I don't know. The next pharaoh was his son that he had with his sister, okay? There's just some bad things. The inbreeding is just bad.
Yeah, no good.
Yeah, it's...
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
This makes for a really good porno.
Am I? Okay. No one pays attention to the plot anyway.
No, they're like, ooh, this is exciting. What?
There's so much intrigue.
Oh, don't you mean incest?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Help me step Pharaoh. I'm stuck in this temple.
Oh, this is bad.
That's good. I like that. Let's see. Bad, other bad things?
Well, you know, I mean, from his perspective, it's pretty good to set yourself up as all-powerful. And the only, you know, intercessory, you know, whatever. But from practical person's standpoint, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, when you take everything and don't allow anyone else, it the people tend to be not as happy.
If you're having good years, then everything's great. But you're having a bad year, that blame doesn't get like focused, or it gets focused to one person, you mm-hmm. and the god, instead of being spread out among a bunch of gods. So yeah. That's not good.
When you have a lot of gods, you just like, oh, it was.
You know the bad one, the bad god that we don't like? That's the one.
Yeah. It was that hippopotamus god, you know, the one with the funny mouth.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I think kind of like with Russia, it takes so much work to keep everyone, you know, to keep yourself in power like that. It just takes so much work. It's ridiculous.
It should be easier to enslave and rule over your fellow man.
It definitely should be. And so yeah. I think that Putin is doing something wrong because he's really trying so hard and just the, you know.
He should move his capital.
So if Putin would listen to our podcast, he'd learn.
Yes.
He'd learn what not to do.
I would move the capital back to St. Petersburg. It's a better city.
Yeah. It's a better
weather.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think a bad thing would be, like, the dynasty didn't last long enough for him to actually pull it off, but it would have been a lot of history destruction if he would have kept going, if they didn't still remember and kind of put things back the way it was. Imagine how much would have gotten destroyed.
Instead, he disappeared, basically. Yeah. So the next line of pharaohs basically were like, oh, no, those guys didn't exist. Hmm. And they took out his name and so on.
History destruction the other direction.
Yep, went the other direction. But Pharaoh, I mean, Egypt, that happened quite a bit. There's an awful lot of pharaohs disappearing, and I'm putting that in quotes, and lines and successions kind of disappearing, and like, oh, that didn't happen.
Okay, how about culty? What can we bring from this one into
so a nice cult? There's this cool word.
What was that word, Lauren?
Just a pox? Just a Jewess?
Just a pox, I think.
Judah pox.
So the nice cult is taking on the word Judah pox.
And you could have guessed what the definition is.
Yeah. And maybe the listeners need to let us know what the definition is. Maybe that's... Do you want to have them guess or do we want to...
I think we can find out. I think we can find out what it is by asking people.
Okay.
Yes.
Judah pox.
Judah pox.
I like it. That's about all we can take on.
That is not what I expected to take on from this cult.
What were you expecting?
I don't know.
You know, I've only ever heard Ronaldo's name. I've never seen pictures of him or anything like that. So it could be that you can only write out Ronaldo's name.
It's too late. We've got a picture of him.
He's on the website.
Well, that's what you can take, is you can wipe the pictures off of the website. No, just kidding.
Well, guys, we have a couple more things before we close down this episode. One thing is we need to roll for one more item that was submitted, and that's someone submitted that we need to roll to see if Tom Cruise is put back into the cult or taken out.
If we roll a 21 on a 20-sided
die. Then he gets to be put back into the cult, okay?
No!
Yes.
He's gone. It's over.
And if it's anything else, then I will never. No, I'm not going to do that one, okay? All right. We're just going to roll. We're just going to see.
Hold on. If it's under 10, you never mention Tom Cruise again. No, if it's under 5, you can't mention Tom Cruise ever again.
If I'm under 5, then I can't mention him again. Do we all agree to this?
The unmentionable.
He'll be the unmentionable ones, yeah. I'll never mention his name.
Yes!
Okay. I got a critical fail. I got a 1. I can never mention.
Don't say it.
You can't. Now
he who shall not be named.
He who shall not be named. Name again, unless for some reason that person appears on our podcast.
Oh,
Okay. If that he who should not be named is appears on the podcast, then we can talk about him. Okay.
I got to tell my story.
Yes. Okay.
So we were talking about how in Japanese the L and R are kind of mixed up.
Yeah.
So my wife's Japanese, and we were at some party, mm-hmm. and we were playing Pictionary, and okay. it was kind of like the Japanese all got together and they're on one side and then everyone else just happened that way because the way we were sitting. And we got two words that night. One of them, corral.
Okay.
And so they're like, okay, it's under the ocean. It's it's this thing. It's a living thing. It has a skeleton, you know, and then we're like, it's horses are kept in it. And we're drawing completely different things for the same word. And that was pretty funny. And then the same thing, the worst one was, we're supposed to be drawing the same thing. And one side drew fire. This is for frame.
Okay.
And they're drawing a fire and we're drawing a picture frame.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's just kind of funny how...
Flame versus frame.
Frame versus flame.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's my story. It's just a funny night of...
Pictionary.
Pictionary with people from different backgrounds.
Yeah. Where English is a second language.
Did you ever have any really embarrassing mix-ups in Spanish?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a problem that I have sometimes saying the word for comb in Spanish.
Oh, what is that word?
I'm not even going to attempt to say it because it's really close to another word, and I get them wrong sometimes.
What's the other word then?
Penis. Oh. So anyway.
Wait, you can say penis in English, but you can't say it in another language?
It's gotten so that I have deliberately forgotten the word. I don't even know how to say it anymore because I'm just not going to say it.
Echo.
I've gotten too much trouble.
Echo, how do you say penis in Spanish?
Peanuts in Spanish is cacahuetes.
Echo, how do you say...
We're going to get flagged because you say it five times.
Just ask, how do I say good morning in Spanish?
Echo. How do I say penis in...
Hey.
Okay. Which language do you want me to translate?
Echo, how do you say calm in Spanish?
Calm in Spanish is... Tranquilo.
Echo, how do you say...
Sorry, I missed a part of what you said.
Someone else ask, I can't do it.
How do I say good morning in Spanish?
Hey, Google.
Echo.
I keep on saying it. Hey, Echo. How do you say calm in Spanish?
Calm in Spanish is tranquilo.
Hey, Echo.
Am I pronouncing it wrong?
How do you say...
Sorry, I'm just
part of it. Let's just drop it, guys, okay? We're done with this.
Oh, I've got to take this whole penis conversation now.
I know.
Let's just make the whole podcast about this.
Our penis is cults.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
behavior control.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that worship theirs. but there is a penis cult. I can't
is
remember
it a cult?
Who was it. Some guy went on tours there. And they talked about the monks who came and they had penis suckers, lollipops, and stuff like that. You know, you could buy
that was
as
a bridesmaid's party.
The priest of the bridesmaid party, or monks of the bridesmaid party.
We hope you had fun with us as we explored this week's cult. Join our adventure next week as we continue to build our cult one belief at a time. Until then, if you're going to join a cult,
join the nice cult. Do 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 do